Towards the end of this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that the land of Israel is not like the land of Egypt that we left, where the Nile overflowed by cycle and you always had water to drink and to irrigate your fields. But in Eretz Yisrael, if it doesn't rain, there is no natural irrigation. It would seem on the surface that God is trying to discourage us from going to Eretz Yisrael. However, you can ask the same question. The original snake was cursed that Ofer tochal kol yemei chayecha. It eats dust all of its life. One of the interpretations of that is that wherever the snake is, its food supply is available to it like the dust of the earth. That does not seem to be a curse. I wouldn't mind wherever I am opening the refrigerator and knowing that it's going to be filled with provisions. On the other hand, the Jewish people in the desert had one day's supply of food, and if the man did not fall the next day, they had nothing. So here, it's a blessing to have one day's supply of food, and a curse to have your food supply available all the time. I never understood this until the following situation came my way. There was a woman in my kehillah in Miami who was a teacher in the local public school. She taught Hebrew. Many of her students, therefore, were Jewish. She called me one day and told me she had a 17-year-old boy who had tried to commit suicide a few times unsuccessfully, and everyone was trying to dissuade him from trying again and were unsuccessful. She said, maybe you want to try. The boy came in looking very, very sad and dejected. And I said to him, what could have happened in your short 17 years of life that makes you so, so sad and wanting to take your life? He said, Rabbi, I'll tell you. My father is a very, very wealthy man, and I grew up with him alone. My mother abandoned us when I was a baby. I don't even know who my mother is. And recently my father called me in and told me that he had met a woman that he wants to marry, but the condition she made is that I'm not in the picture. So he gave me a set of keys and said these are to a very plush condominium in a yuppie neighborhood that I bought for you, fully furnished. Enjoy it. Took out another set of keys and told me these are to a very fancy sports car. You need transportation. Enjoy it. And then he took out a credit card. And he said, if you need food, clothing, entertainment, anything within reason, put it on the credit card. I'll pay for it. But one thing, it's nice knowing you. Have a nice life. Don't call me. Don't visit me. This is it. Goodbye. At the time, I was much younger, and I thought to myself, if I was 17 years old, had my own apartment, my own sports car, and unlimited credit, I don't think I'd be suicidal. So I wanted to tell this young man, you know what, everybody has their package of tzaris in this world. I have mine, you have yours, let's switch. I'll take your tzaris, your car, your apartment, and your credit card, you take mine. But then I realized every time that child lived in that apartment, used that car, or used that credit card, it reminded him that he was totally rejected. No one loved him, and no one wanted him. That's the snake. God said there have to be snakes in this world, but I don't want to have anything to do with you, so I'm giving you your food supply till the end of time. The Jewish people, on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to have a relationship with you. I want you every day to come and know you have a Father in heaven who's concerned about you, who wants to provide for you. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the land of Egypt on a Shabbos clock. The Nile overflows cyclically. Here's your supply of water, but I want to have nothing to do with you. But in Eretz Yisrael, rain comes directly from God. It's one of the keys that God reserves for himself. And therefore, we may not have as much water, but we have a close, ongoing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Asher Lo Sech Sar Kol Ba. It's a land that is missing nothing. Now, I don't know, when I came to Eretz Yisrael 35 years ago, it was missing a lot of the staples of life. There was no Skippy peanut butter. There were no Kellogg's cereals. There was no Star-Kissed tuna. People used to bring them by the boatload so they could survive here. So how could the Torah say Eretz Yisrael lacks nothing? Perhaps the idea is that Eretz Yisrael lacks nothing that you need to form that relationship with God. And maybe if you don't need it, maybe it doesn't have to be here. So Mirtz Hashem, those that live here should appreciate that close connection with Hashem that potentially you can have here. And then those that don't live here should aspire towards the day when they'll be able to live here, at least when Mashiach comes. And until that time, live wherever you are with an understanding that the main thing in life is creating a relationship with God and not amassing material possessions. Good Shabbos to all of my fellow young Israelites, and Mirtz Hashem, may we see you all here very soon, B'Viyas Goel Tzedek, B'Mheirov Yomeinu.